Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A Middle Tennessee munitions company is facing another legal challenge after an explosion at the plant killed 16 people. Attorneys representing two survivors' families are demanding $150 million. They say they're making that ask instead of suing, but will file a lawsuit if they don't hear back. Accurate Energetic Systems runs the facility in Bucksnort. The company is already facing $3 million in fines after the state's workplace safety agency found widespread violations. This is the latest in lawsuits filed by family members. Shortly after the blast, a suit was filed on behalf of a 9-year-old child of one of the victims. The House passed a bill on Monday that nearly doubles the number of school vouchers available to Tennessee families. WPLN education reporter Camelia Burris explains why some lawmakers say this is a bad financial move.
Tennessee's school voucher program may soon undergo a rapid expansion. The House passed a bill adding 15,000 more vouchers for the next school year. That brings the total to 35,000. Backers of the bill highlight the vouchers' popularity, but critics call them welfare for the wealthy. One of them is Representative Caleb Hemmer, a Democrat from Nashville.
We're giving away free money like it's a broken ATM out here. And we don't have infinite resources, especially when we're not doing what we're supposed to do in our first place, which is fund our public schools.
Vouchers give families a little more than $7,000 taxpayer dollars that can be used towards the cost of private school. Some lawmakers argued that vouchers hurt public school funding, but the bill's sponsor, Representative William Lamberth, a Republican from Portland, stressed that funds for vouchers don't come from public schools. Still, Democrats argued that vouchers take money away from other infrastructure needs. Even some Republicans voted against the measure, saying that rural counties need more funding that is now going to private schools. The bill is headed to the Senate floor on Wednesday. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
A bill limiting the use of Tennessee kids in online content is headed to the governor's desk. It says when minors are prominent in content that earns money, that counts as child labor. It protects children under 14 from being featured in that way, and for older teens, it says they should receive compensation and outlines how that should be calculated. Tennessee is the latest state to protect kids from influencer